Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends. I remember during VBS, I shared with the parents. I said there's some special characteristics about our church. And one of them, is that if you are not if you don't speak English very well after coming to our church, you'll improve. And if you don't know how to speak Chinese, and your Chinese will improve as well. You see the children? Sometimes our level of Chinese is not even as good as them. They can use Chinese to speak God's word. Really praise the Lord for that. So the next step is for the parents to explain what they have just recited in Chinese.
昨天礼拜六早上,
yesterday, Saturday morning,
那个, 孩子们先起来了,
so the children woke up early to have breakfast.
然后呢, 他们已经开始吃了, and
then after they've already started eating, I joined them.
然后我那个老幺, 那个 Isabella, 四岁的孩子, 他跟我讲,
and my youngest, Isabella, is 4 years old.
他说, 爸爸, 我刚刚有帮你祷告,
she said, Daddy, I prayed for you.
他说,
and I asked God that he would bring you home safely.
我说,
and I was like, oh, it's 8:30 in the morning.
我说爸爸已经回来,
and I told her, I'm already at home. I didn't go anywhere.
哦, 因为过去这一周,
oh, because this past week,
我在他们起来之前我就出门了,
I've already left home before they woke up.
And
I'd be home around 7 or 8. Then I would spend about half an hour to an hour with them, and then they would go to sleep.
所以整天看不到爸爸呢, 他就问了, 爸爸在哪里?
Because they don't see me, they ask, well, where's Daddy?
哦, 所以大概家里面有人跟他讲说, 爸爸在去上课了, 所以不在开车很久, 所以呢,
so probably it was mentioned to them that Daddy drives very far for classes and we need to pray for Daddy.
整天看不到爸爸, 就觉得很奇怪, 不知道爸爸在哪里, 所以就问嘛。
So of course, you don't see Daddy around. Of course, you would question, where's Daddy?
但是看到爸爸回来就很高兴。
Then of course, when Daddy comes home, they're very happy.
所以今天早上在吃早餐的时候,
so then this morning, when we're eating breakfast,
他又坐到我旁边很兴奋,
and she sat by me very excited.
脸上笑容很大,
and then she's got a big smile on her face.
爸爸我有帮你祷告,
and she says, Daddy, I pray for you.
我求神平安地把你带回来,
I pray to God that he'll bring you home safely.
我觉得真的是感, 我说谢谢你,
I thanked her,
因为神已经听了你的祷告了,
because God has answered your prayer.
爸爸是平安地回来了,
Daddy did come home safely.
过去这几周我们在讲到, 以利亚的生平,
and these past few weeks we've talked about the life of Elijah.
当我们在看圣经人物的时候,
and when we study the characters in the Bible,
虽然我们说讲到的内容是圣经,
and even though when we talk about these characters, the contents are from the Bible,
然后呢, 特别是讲到里面的人物,
and we talk about what the characters in the Bible,
可是你知道圣经人物的故事里面它的主角是谁?
But do you know that in all the stories in the Bible, who is the main character?
我们在讲以利亚的故事, 它里面的主角是谁?
So when we talk about the story of Elijah, who is the main character?
不是以利亚,
it is not Elijah.
是以利亚的神,
it is the it's Elijah's God.
整本圣经里面所谈到的是神,
throughout the whole Bible, it is talking about God.
不是因为圣经讲到神, 是因为圣经是神对我们启示他自己的话。
Because the Bible is the words revealed to us by God.
神借着以利亚的生平,
God used the life of Elijah.
神借着以利亚这个属神的人,
God used this Elijah, the man of God,
他要让我们更认识神,
to allow us to know more about God.
他要让我们对神有更深刻的了解,
so that we can have a deeper and better understanding of God.
所以我们才能够知道我们所爱的爱我们的神是怎么样的一位神,
so that we can know who this God is that loves us and cares for us.
以利亚在圣经里面是一个很重要的人物。
Elijah is a very important character in the Bible.
以利亚是先知还是祭司还是一个王?
Is Elijah a prophet, a priest, or a king?
他是先知,
he's a prophet.
可是我们很多人可能不知道他是先知,
but many of us may not know that he's a prophet.
因为在先知书里面没有一卷叫做以利亚书,
because there are no books of the prophets that has his name on it.
可是以利亚是先知的一个代表,
but Elijah represents the prophets.
因为在所有的先知当中, 以利亚 是在以色列当中是第一位替神做出口的先知,
because out of all the prophets, Elijah was the first one to be the mouthpiece for God.
记得我们在讲以利亚生平第一堂的时候，刘长老带领我们去温习了以色列的历史。
Now remember, if you remember Pastor Alex, when he started the intro of the study of Elijah, he walked us through a review of the history of Israel.
以色列人是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Now the Israelites are the descendants of Abraham.
神给亚伯拉罕应许要祝福他和他的子孙。
And God gave a promise to Abraham that he would bless him and all his descendants.
以色列人在他们的历史当中，他们是亲眼看见了耶和华神的作为。
And throughout the history of Israel, they've seen firsthand the miracles of God.
他们立了国，他们有了国王扫罗，然后有大卫，然后有所罗门。
They've established their kingdom and had a king Saul and David and then Solomon.
可是很快的，我们就看见他们远离神。
But very quickly we see that they turned away from God.
他们不但远离神，他们去敬拜偶像，去敬拜假神。
Not only did they turn away from God, but they also started worshipping idols and false gods.
或者是为了自己肉体上面的情欲放纵的生活。
Or through the pleasures of the flesh, they've started living any way that they felt like.
所以神开始差遣先知向这些他所爱的人传讲他的话。
So God sent his prophet, his mouthpiece, to deliver his word.
先知以利亚大概是在公元前850年左右的人物。
Elijah lived around 850 BC.
神在400年的时间之内用了许许多多的先知来向属神的子民宣扬他的话。
And God used his prophets to deliver his message to the nation of Israel for 400 years.
他对罪的恨恶,
on how he hates sin,
他要对罪的惩治,
and his punishment for sin.
可是同样的不断地提醒他所爱的子民他的恩典和他的赦罪,
but also reminding his people of his mercy and his grace.
提醒他们只要你回转到我的面前我就必拯救你,
and reminding them, as long as you repent and turn back to me, I will save you.
以色列人里面先知最后一位是马拉基。
And the last of the prophets is Malachi.
我们来看一下马拉基书第四章。
Let us take a look at Malachi chapter 4.
旧约圣经的最后一卷书。
The last book in the Old Testament.
以色列历史里面最后一位讲神的话的先知。
So in the history of Israel, the last prophet that spoke for God.
公元前差不多450年。
It's about 450 BC.
然后到了主耶稣基督降临的这400年之间, 神没有再向他的子民说话了。
And between the time of the last prophet Malachi to the Jesus's incarnation on earth, these 400 years, God did not speak.
但是马拉基书, 他在最后跟神的子民在宣告的时候，他怎么说啊？
But during Malachi, what did God say to his people through Malachi?
马拉基书第四章第四、第五节，圣经旧约的最后两节经文说：“你们当纪念我仆人摩西的律法，就是我在何烈山为以色列众人所吩咐他的律例典章。看哪，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。” 他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来诅咒遍地。Malachi
chapter 4, verse 4 to 6, the last three verses in the Old Testament, it says, Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction.
神借着这最后一位的先知马拉基所讲出来的最后一句话,
God used this last prophet and the last words,
就是向以色列人预言了,我要在主耶稣或者是弥赛亚再来临之前,我会差派这第一位先知以利亚来到世上。
And he tells of the prophecy before the coming of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, he will send a prophet, Elijah.
这也是为什么我们知道神的启示不是在旧约就结束了。That's
how we know that God's prophecy does not end in the Old Testament.
我们看一部电影。
We watched a movie.
你知不知道这个电影会不会拍续集？
Do you know that if would you know that if this movie would have a sequel?
那就是在最后的时候,
you'll know at the very end of the movie.
它会有一个故事, 它不会把它结束,
there would be a story that there will not be a conclusion.
马拉基说, 在耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我们要等待神那大而可畏的拯救，神必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
It says in verse 5, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes.
他是以色列里面第一位先知。
He is the first prophet in the history of Israel.
我们可以说他是一位最伟大的先知。
We can say that he is a the most outstanding of all the prophets.
被神重用的先知。
He's used by God.
神迹奇事是随着他而来的。
And all miracles that were performed is from him.
他了解耶和华的话。
He understands the words of God.
Yeah, the Yahweh God,
Yahweh
耶和华神。 他传讲神的心意。
He shares and proclaims the heart of God.
所以犹太人在等待这个以利亚的来到。
So the Israelites are waiting for the coming of Elijah.
因为以利亚来了，就代表神的拯救，那位要来拯救属他子民的王弥赛亚的来到。
Because when Elijah comes, then the Messiah or the Savior of the Israelites would come also.
以利亚很重要。
So Elijah is an important figure.
所以主耶稣基督来到世上的时候，
So when our Lord Jesus came to earth,
在马太福音第11章13-14节,
in Matthew chapter 11, verse 13 and 14,
主耶稣基督跟门徒说啊, 因为众先知和律法, 众先知和律法就是旧约的圣经, 里面所说的预言, 到约翰施洗约翰为止, 你们若肯领受, 这个人就是施洗约翰, 就是那位应当来的以利亚。
So Jesus says to his disciples, For all the prophets in the law, prophets in the law referring to the Old Testament, for all the prophets in the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come.
在前面第四节的时候, 主耶稣基督也说, 经上记着说, 这个经上就是马拉基书, 我要差遣我的使者在你的面前预备道路，所说的就是这个人，就是施洗约翰。
And in Matthew 11:10, Jesus says, "This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.'"
主耶稣基督说
，Lord Jesus said,
施洗约翰就是你们所等待的以利亚。
John the Baptist is the Elijah who you are waiting for.
以利亚就是那位神要差遣在神的这个使者面前预备道路的这个人。
And Elijah is someone that is sent by God to prepare the way for the Lord.
而这个要来到的人就是神所差派的弥赛亚，神的仆人，拯救世人的。
And the person that he is, the Lord is sends will be Messiah.Lord Jesus to, for the salvation of man.
这边我们就看见新约圣经马太福音这第一卷书就连到了旧约圣经最后一卷书马拉基书里面所说的预言了。
So then here you see the relation here in Matthew, the relation to the last verses or the last words given by Malachi.
在神的时间当中
In God's timing,
神使用以利亚。
God used Elijah.
我们来看，我们现在回到旧约的列王记下。
Now let us return to Second Kings.
对不起，列王记上。
Actually, First Kings.
我们记得以利亚
We remember Elijah.
神差遣以利亚到亚哈王面前要宣告有三年半的时间不会再降雨。
God sent Elijah to proclaim before King Ahab that there will be no rain for 3 years.
事实上以利亚的生命就是被神使用要让以色列人知道他们已经偏离神了。
It is God's will to use Elijah's, to Elijah to show to the Israelites that they've already, are far away from God.
我们记得以利亚为神大发热心。
And we know that we remember Elijah was, passionate. He had zeal and passion for the Lord.
他与巴利的450个先知在一起争斗。
And he, challenged the 450 prophets of Baal.
向所有的人证明了巴利不是神。
And he proved to everybody that Baal is not a God, a true God.
只有耶和华是神。
Only a God, Yahweh is the true God.
借着这一份这个神迹让巴利450个先知全部都被杀死了。
And through this challenge,the 450 prophets of Baal were all executed.
所以至少在以色列人当中有一段时间没有巴利的敬拜了。
So at least there is a certain amount of time in the history of Israel there is no worship of Baal.
我们看见以利亚在被神大大的使用之后他毕竟还是人。
And we see after being mightily used by God, he is still a man.
他是先知。
He is a prophet.
他是大先知。
He's actually a major prophet.
他是被神重用的仆人。
He is someone that is used mightily by God.
他是旧约圣经先知所有的代表。
He is the representative of all prophets in the Old Testament.
可是当他知道当他感到他自己是最后一个服侍神的人的时候。
But when he thought that he was the last person that served Yahweh.
当他看见这个皇后还要杀害他的时候。
And when he sees that Queen Jezebel still wants to kill him,
他在神的面前他就沉闷忧伤。
And he was he's greatly sorrowed before the Lord.
他对他自己的生命的意义已经感到了沮丧。
And he was in a desperate and helpless situation.
我们上周看到，但是神却爱他，怜悯他。
But last week we saw how God was faithful and merciful to him.
神供应给他,
and provided for him.
神让他重新得力,
and refreshed him and renewed his strength.
但是神同样的在那时候告诉以利亚, 你的工作还没有完成。
But during that time, God also tells him that his work is not done.
神告诉以利亚说,
God says to Elijah,
你要去找一个人,
you need to go find a person.
叫做以利沙,
and his name is Elisha.
你要带领他,
you need to lead him.
他要作为先知来接续你的工作。
He will be the prophet that will succeed you.
列王记上19章, 第十八节,
1 Kings chapter 19 verse 18.
耶和华对以利亚说, 你要去高宁氏的孙子耶户做以色列王, 并高亚伯米和拉人沙法的儿子以利沙做先知接续你。
verse 16. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Jehu the son of Nimshi, you shall anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel Meholah, you shall anoint to be prophet in your place.
神在这边特别的让以利亚看见,
here, God allows Elijah to see.
你在我面前的服事不是只是你个人的服事, 也是要你将你的服事传递下去的一个服事。
That the service that you offer to me is not just doesn't end with yourself, it needs to be passed on.
不是只是你工作你需要传递下去, 并且你对我的认识, 你也要传递下去。
And it is not the work that needs to be done that needs to be passed down, but it's also your understanding and your knowledge of me that needs to be passed down.
所以以利亚就去找到了以利沙。
So Elijah finds Elisha.
以利沙是一个耕田的人。
And Elisha was a farmer.
他有牛。
He has oxen.
我们看见, 第20节, 当以利沙看到以利亚的时候, 他就离开了牛, 跑到以利亚那里。
And in verse 20, you see that Elisha left his oxen and ran after Elijah.
他说, 我知道你要叫我来跟从你, 但是求你让我先与父母亲嘴, 然后我来跟随你。
And he says to Elijah, let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you.
以利亚就对他说, 好, 你回去吧。
And Elijah said, okay, go ahead and return.
21节, 以利沙就离开了他, 回去, 他宰了那一对牛, 那是他耕田用的牛。
And in verse 21, he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and then sacrificed them and boiled them.
他用套牛的器具煮肉给他们家里面的人吃。
He took the yoke of the oxen sacrificed it and boiled the flesh using the yolks of oxen and gave it to his family.
这就看见他把他以前过的生活完完全全的去把它离弃了。
So here you see that he completely walked away or forsake what he did in the past.
耕田用的牛也宰了, 耕田用的这个器具, 挂在牛身上的器具也烧了。
So he sacrificed his oxen and also burnt and destroyed his equipment.
然后他就起来跟随以利亚, 并且服侍他。
Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him.
弟兄姐妹, 我们在这里看到一个很美的一个情景。
Here we see a very beautiful picture.
当一个人认识了神, 然后对神有一个清楚的了解, 要去跟随的时候,
when a person fully sees God and knows God and wants to follow God,
在他要去做这个选择去跟随的时候, 这是要有一个义无反顾的去跟随。
When he makes that decision to follow, it is a decision that
there's no regret and no turning back. 不是三心二意的去选择。
It's not a decision that is done in a wavering fashion.
你记得当以利亚在跟巴利的先知要争斗之前,
Do you remember before the challenge that Elijah had with the 450 prophets of Baal? You remember Elijah said to the Israelites, today you have to make a decision.
你要跟随耶和华神呢?
Will you follow God Yahweh?
还是你要跟随这个巴利所谓的神呢?
Or will you follow the false god Baal?
那个时候以色列人一句话都不敢讲。
And at that time, the Israelites did not dare speak up. They're afraid to make that decision. And they're unwilling to make that decision.
我们看见伊丽莎,
but here we see Elisha, he knew of Elijah.
你知道,
And you know, Elisha already has a heart after God. So when someone of God comes and calls upon him, he decides and chooses for himself that he wants to follow God Yahweh.
在以利亚的生平的故事结束的时候，是在圣经里面记载的，是在列王记下第二章。
And towards the latter part of Elijah's life, it is recorded in 2 Kings. Chapter 2.
我们来看神怎么样的使用以利亚，神怎么样使用以利莎。
And let's see how God uses Elijah and Elisha.
耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利莎从基甲前往。Now
when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal.
以利亚告诉以利莎说，耶和华差我要往伯特利去。And
Elijah said to Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel.
他说，我们现在在基甲，你就留下来吧。So
he tells them, we are here at Gilgal, why don't you stay here?
因为我现在要往伯特利去了。
Because I now need to make my journey to Bethel.
可是以利莎说，我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。But
Elisha said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you.
所以他就跟着以利亚去了伯特利。So
they went down to Bethel.
第四节，以利亚那个时候又对以利莎说，耶和华差遣我往耶利哥去。 你就留在这里，你留在伯特利吧。Verse
4, Elijah said to him, Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho.
但是以利莎又说，我指着永生的耶和华，又在你的面前起誓，我必不离开你。But
Elisha again says to Elijah, as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you.
在耶利哥城的时候，第六节，以利亚又对以利莎说， 耶和华仍旧差遣我要往约旦河去，你可以留在这里等候。Then
in verse 6, Elijah says to Elisha, again, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan.
可是以利莎说，我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。And
Elisha again responds by saying, as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you.
Of course,
when we come to read these passages, we'll have some questions.
以利亚被神听到神的话，神差遣他从一个地方走到另外一个地方。Elijah
God calls Elijah to go from place to place.
为什么神要以利亚去这几个地方呢?
Why did God want Elijah to go to these certain places?
神先告诉以利亚说你要去基甲。God
first tells Elijah, you need to go to Gilgal.
基甲是以色列人要进到所应许之地过约旦河的时候。Gilgal
is a place where the Israelites needed to pass the Jordan River to enter into the land of Canaan.
他们从约旦河经过的时候，神是让约旦河的河水分开， 他们是在干地上面走过去，进入了这个所应许之地的。
So when the Israelites needed to cross the River Jordan, they crossed in a way where the river was parted, and they walked through dry land to enter into the Promised Land.
神那时候告诉约书亚说，你要在这个河床底下，要拿出十二块石头，代表十二个支派。把石头带到基甲，你们扎营的时候把这十二个石头放在这里。
And God tells Joshua at that time to take the 12 stones from within the Jordan River and take it into the promised land and to represent the 12 tribes of Israel.
这十二块石头你们看见的时候就提醒到是神耶和华带领你们进入这所应许之地。
And when you look upon these 12 stones, you will remember that it is Yahweh God that led you through the Jordan River to enter into the Promised Land.
同样，当神赐给亚伯拉罕这个应许的时候，
In the same way, when God gave the promise to Abraham,
神是借着割礼来确认他对亚伯拉罕的这个应许。
God uses the method of circumcision
as a sign
for the promise.
神对亚伯拉罕说，我将要成为你的神。
God says to Abraham, I will be your God.
他说，我要赐所应许之地给你。
I will give you the promised land.
他说，你将会有一个后裔，是要在王位上面是做王直到永远的。
And he says, you will have a descendant that will sit on the throne forever.
可是当以色列人在旷野漂泊四十年的时候，在四十年当中所出生的犹太人的男孩子，没有一个人受到割礼。
But when the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, all the males that were born during the 40 years were not circumcised.
所以当他们要进入这个所应许之地，他们还没有开始得到这个所应许之地的时候，他们在基甲每一个男生都受到了割礼。
So as they were before they entered into the promised land, all of the males were circumcised.
基甲这个地方是让以色列人回想到神对他们的应许和他的应验。
So Gilgal is a place for the Israelites to remember God.
以色列人的第一个王扫罗。
The first Israelite king is Saul.
他就是在基甲被按立为王的。
And he was coronated as the first king of Israel.
所以我们看见以利亚作为被神所使用的先知。
So here we see Elijah, a prophet used by God.
他来到了以色列人当中，是为了要做神的话语的出口，需要呼召以色列人从罪恶当中回转到神的面前。
He is used by God to go into the midst of the Israelites and to tell them to repent and come back and return to God.
但是神要把以利亚接走的之前，
But before God takes Elijah up,
他差遣以利亚到这基甲。
He calls Elijah to go to Gilgal.
提醒以色列人神对他们的信实。
To allow the Israelites to remember God's faithfulness.
但是神并不是只要他去基甲而已，他说你现在要往伯特利去。
But then God didn't just tell Elijah to go to Gilgal. He says move on from there and go to Bethel.
伯特利这个地方有什么特别的意义？
Well, what's so special about Bethel?
在以色列的国度分裂之后，
After the division of the kingdom of Israel,
北国叫做以色列，南国叫做犹大。
The northern kingdom is the kingdom of Israel, and the southern kingdom is the kingdom of Judah.
北国这位不是大卫子孙的王耶罗伯安。
The northern kingdom, the king was not an heir of King Solomon.
His name is Jeroboam.
His name is Jeroboam.
他在这个北国的境内盖了这个建造了两个金牛犊。
And in the northern kingdom, He built two golden calves.
一个在Dan, 另外一个就在伯特利。
One in the region of Dan and another in Bethel.
因为他说,我不希望我境内的这些人去以色列人犹大国那边去敬拜神。
Because I don't want my people to go down to the southern kingdom of Judah to worship God.
所以他在伯特利摆了这个金牛犊,跟他的国民说,你就去拜这个金牛犊就好了。
That's why he built these two golden calves for his people to worship.
这个在神的面前成为一个很大很大的罪。
That is a huge sin before God.
神在将以利亚接走之前把他送到伯特利。
And before taking Elijah up, he sends him to Bethel.
因为伯特利在以色列人的历史当中是一个很大很大的一个羞辱。
Because Bethel, during that time, it was a shameful place for the Israelites.
北国以色列里面历代以下来的国王没有一个是合乎神的心意的。
In the line of the kings in the northern kingdom, no one followed God.
包括如今的亚哈王,
including King Ahab,
是在神面前的一个亵渎,
is a disgrace before God, or
they live a life of sacrilege, offense to God.
Yeah.
当他来到伯特利的时候,
so when he comes to Bethel,
就代表了神对以色列人的罪恶的惩治。It
represents the punishment of sin.
还有神对他这一群偏离他偏行己路的人的一种对以色列人的一种 accusation. 控告,
so it represents the accusation of the Israelites.
这个对以色列来说是神对罪的控告。
To the Israelites, this is God's punishment of sin.
可是神不是让以利亚到伯特利而已，他要他去耶利哥。
But God didn't just send him to Bethel and stop there. God also sent Elijah to Jericho.
耶利哥城对以色列人来说有什么意义?
Well, what is significant about Jericho?
当以色列人进入这个所应许之地，当他们过了约旦河之后，他们第一个所攻陷下的城市就是耶利哥。
And as the Israelites crossed the River Jordan, the Jordan River, to enter into the promised land, the first city that they need to conquer and take down was the city of Jericho.
而且耶利哥不是一般的城,
and Jericho was just not any city.
耶利哥城是在当时在当地是一个最出名是一个最坚固攻不破的城,
and Jericho during that time was a city that was well fortified and very hard to conquer and take down.
Yeah, it's actually impossible to conquer, right? 可是就在耶利哥，神差遣了他的使者。
But in Jericho, Lord sends his angel.
他说他是耶和华神的军队的元帅。
The angel of the Lord, the commander of the Lord's army.
他带领了约书亚和以色列人要去攻打这个耶利哥城。
And led Joshua and the Israelites to take down the city of Jericho.
我们也知道以色列人因为顺服神的带领,
and we also know that because of Israel's obedience,
遵行神的指令,
and following the Lord,
他们绕着耶利哥城转,
they surrounded the city of Jericho,
他们照着神一切的吩咐去做,
they followed God's command to the T,
然后耶利哥城就在他们的城墙就在他们的面前毁灭了。
And the walls of the city of Jericho just came down.
耶利哥城对以色列人来说,
so the city of Jericho to the Israelites,
是不但是神的信实和他的带领,
not only represents God's faithfulness and his leading,
是神应许的实现,
but is also the fulfillment of his promise.
是神大能的彰显,
is the manifestation of his greatness.
是让他们看见这位耶和华神不是一般的神, 他是唯一的真神。
It's for them to see that Yahweh God is not just any God, but it is the one true God.
可是你看, 以利亚到了这几个地方,
but when you see Elijah coming to these different places,
他到了吉甲, 想到神带领以色列人进入应许之地, 可是他离开。
He brings him to Gilgal and reminds him of how God led the Israelites through the Jordan River.
带领他到伯特利，纪念到了以色列人他们对神的亵渎和顶撞。
Then he takes them to Bethel, reminding him of Israelites' rebelliousness.
可是他离开了。And
then he left.
神带他到了耶利哥城。And
then he takes them to Jericho.
让以色列人想到神与他们的同在。
And reminds him of God being with them.
神为他们的征战,
and leading them in battle.
神的大能在他们当中的显现,
and God's great power revealed before their eyes.
可是之后他离开了,
and then God, the Lord left.
Elijah left.
Oh, and then Elijah left.
然后最后神跟以利亚说, 你要过约旦河。
And lastly, God tells Elijah, you need to cross the Jordan River.
在列王记下二章第八节,
in 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 8,
以利亚在约旦河边, 他将自己的外衣卷起来, 用来打水, 然后水就左右分开, 两个人就从干地走过去了。
Then Elijah took his cloak and rolled it up and struck the water, and the water was parted to the one side and to the other, so the two of them could go over on dry ground.
约旦河的河水分开, 人从干地走过去, 让人想到什么?
The parting of the waters in the Jordan River reminds you of what?
让人想到当初以色列人就是在被神的带领, 约旦河的河水分开, 他们进入所应许之地。
So it reminds you of the time that we just talked about how God led the Israelites through the Jordan River, similarly with the waters parted, to enter into the Promised Land.
可是这一次以利亚是从所应许之地过约旦河到河的另外一边。
But this time it's coming from the Promised Land, crossing the Jordan River to the other side.
你知道从某一个层面来看,
you know, from looking at it from one perspective,
以利亚他是希望能够因为将神的话语传讲,
Elijah, for the sake of sharing God's word,
希望能够让属神的人能够回转到神的面前选择跟随耶和华神,
hoping to turn the hearts of the Israelites back to God.
可是人的心刚硬,
but because the hardness of man's heart,
不愿意选择耶和华神,
they're unwilling to choose to follow God.
宁愿过属世的生活, 宁愿过一个自己的这个, 放纵情欲的这种生活,
rather, they want to live according to the flesh and do whatever they please.
神就离开了他的子民。
That's why God left his people.
我们来看, 我们继续看第九节。
Let us continue looking at verse 9.
过去到对岸之后, 以利亚对以利沙说, 我未曾被接去离开你, 你要我为你做什么? 只管求。
Verse 9, when they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you.
以利沙就说, 愿那感动你的灵加倍地感动我。
And Elisha said, please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me.
以利亚就说,你所求的很难啊,但是虽然如此,我被接去离开你的时候,你若看见我就必得着,不然就得不着。And
he said, you have asked a hard thing, yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so.
他们正在说话的时候,就有火车和火马从天空而降,将两个人隔开了。 以利亚就乘着旋风升天去了。
And as they still went on and talked, behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven.
以利亚当时看见了，他就呼喊说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车、马兵啊！”然后以后就看不见以利亚了。And
Elisha saw it, and he cried, "My father, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen!" And he saw him no more.
于是以利沙把自己的衣服撕为两片，他拾起以利亚身上掉下来的外衣，回去站在约旦河边。
Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces.
他用以利亚身上掉下来的外衣打水。
And he took up the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan.
然后他说：“耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呢？”
Then he took the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?"
打水之后，水也左右分开了，以利沙就过来了。
And when he had struck the water was parted on the one side and to the other, and Elisha went over.
以利亚说：“耶和华以利亚的神在哪里？”
Elisha said, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?"
你知道，当以利亚说这句话的时候，他不是不知道耶和华神在哪里。
You know, when Elisha asked this question, he knows where the God of Elijah is.
他不像我小女儿问她的妈妈，爸爸在哪里？
It's not like my daughter that asked where his daddy was.
我看不见他，我不知道他在哪里。
I can't see him. I don't know where he's at.
伊丽莎不是的。
It's not so with Elisha.
当伊丽莎说耶和华以利亚的神在哪里的时候，他是以一个问句来做一个宣告。
When Elisha says, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" he's not asking a question. He's actually making a proclamation.
以利亚是一个属神的人。
Elijah is a God, a man of God.
以利亚是一个神同在的人。
And Elijah was a man who God was with.
以利亚的神耶和华是真神。
And the God of Elijah is a true God.
以利亚的事工，神所要托付给他的事工，今天托付了给我。
And the work of Elijah has now passed on to me.
我所服侍的神耶和华就是以利亚的神耶和华。
The God that I serve now is the God of Elijah.
有人看到这节的时候就说，你看以利沙就是一样画葫芦。以利沙他就是不知道在做什么，他就是模仿着以利亚。
Here, people may say that, oh, Elijah doesn't know what he's doing. He's just imitating Elijah.
既然以利亚当初把外衣卷起来打水过河,
since Elijah also took up his cloak and struck the water,
他自己没有信心,
he doesn't have faith himself.
可是他想要试试看,
but he wants to try it.
我也想要经历神迹啊。
I want to also experience a miracle.
那我把以利亚的衣服也卷起来。
So I'll also roll up the cloak of Elijah.
然后我一面打，我一面问。
And I'll strike the water and ask at the same time.
耶和华以利亚的神你在哪？
Where's the Lord? Where's the God of Elijah?
你出现吧，打一下。
Please appear and then strike the water.
是的。
That's not so. It's not like that.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
以利沙他当时在做的，就是效法以利亚在神面前所做的事工。What
Elisha is doing, he is following the footsteps of what Elijah did for God.
以利沙是一个有信心的人。Elisha
is one with faith.
以利沙是一个要跟随耶和华的人。Elisha
is someone that wants to follow God, Yahweh.
他看见以利亚是属神的人，神借着以利亚要将他的事工传给他，他就说我要跟随。So
when he sees that Elijah is serving the Lord and his work is now passed on to him, Elisha said, "Obey."
以利亚从一个城到另外一个城的时候，告诉以利亚说：“你留下来吧。”他说：“不。”
And when Elijah was called to these many places, he tells Elisha to stay, but Elisha says no.
他说我要跟着你。
Elisha says no, I'm going to follow you.
神要借着你的生命要彰显什么，我要 同样的一起经历。
Whatever God wants to show you, I also want to experience it.
他说我要看见神在你身上所作所为。
I want to see what God will do in your life.
我要跟你一样同样的被神能够重用。
I want to also be used by God just as you were.
因为我的信心就像是你的信心。
Because I want my faith to be like your faith.
当以利沙看见以利亚被神借着旋风接到天上的时候，
So when Elisha saw that Elijah was taken up by the whirlwind,
他看见了是不是？
He saw it.
所以他知道他对以利亚的祈求是会应验的。
Then that means he knows what he asked of Elijah will come to pass.
那感动你的灵要双倍的加在我的身上。
The spirit that moves you will come upon me in double portion.
以利亚，以利沙的，他当时是被圣灵充满着的。
Elisha at that moment was filled with the spirit.
他是有满满的信心的。
He has a lot of faith.
他知道神给他的托付要他做的工作。
He knows that the work is of God will give him.
但是他要尊重耶和华。
But he needs to respect God Yahweh.
不是我以利亚这个神人能够让约旦河分开。
It is not me that has the power to split the waters of the Jordan.
这个神迹是耶和华的神迹。
That miracle belongs to God.
所以耶和华以利亚的神啊。
So he says,The Lord, the God of Elijah.
你施行你的作为吧。
Please, reveal your will.
我们来看哥林多前书第一章，第十一章，新约圣经哥林多前书第十一章。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章第一节。
Verse 1.
保罗告诉信徒们，你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Paul tells of the believers in Corinth, be imitators of me as I am of Christ.
在这之前，第十章第三十一到三十三节这样说。所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而去行，不论是犹太人或是希腊人，是神的教会，你们都不要使他跌倒。就好像我凡事都叫众人喜欢，不求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。
Chapter 10 verse 31 to 33. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.Give no offense to Jews or to Greeks or to the church of God, just as I try to please everyone in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, that they may be saved.
无论做什么都要为荣耀神而去做。
Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Be imitators of me as I am of Christ.
以利亚是我们的榜样。
Elijah is a role model for us.
因为他让我们看见他是一个属神的人。
Because we see that he is a man of God.
他让我们看见他是一个尊重神话语的人。
Because we see that he is someone that upholds and respects the word of God.
他对圣经非常的熟悉了解。
He's very familiar and have a good understanding of scripture.
所以他在祷告当中能够聆听到神对他说话。
So that's why when he prays, he can hear the voice of God.
所以当他在顺着神的心意去行事的时候，他可以大发热心。
So that when he is working for the Lord,he can be zealous and passionate.
他可以毫无畏惧的去 为神宣告世人的罪。
And that's why he can proclaim the sin of man boldly.
也是在他忧伤极度的忧郁的时候，他可以来到神的面前，得到神的安慰，得到神的复苏。
And that's why he can also come to God when he is sad and hopeless,and receive the comfort from God.
他在生命当中，他去的地方，他做的事情，都是因为有神的带领。
And in his life, everywhere that he went and everything that he did was led by God.
因为他不论是去吉甲，是去耶利哥，是去伯特利，是过约旦河。
So as he whether if he goes to Gilgal, Bethel, Jericho, or crossing the Jordan River, there was a purpose.
以利沙，他学到了以利亚的榜样。
And Elisha saw Elijah. And was Elijah was a role model for Elisha.
他看到他信心的榜样，他就学习对耶和华神这样子的敬虔和这样的侍奉。
He saw how Elijah was, how he followed God and respected God.
以利亚是神的先知。
Elijah is the prophet of God.
可是他只是那跑在神的拯救者面前的那位。
But he is only the one that goes before the one that the Lord will send.
今天神那位受膏者，今天神那位拯救的主耶稣基督已经来到世上了。Today,
the one that God sends, the one that's appointed by God, has already come, our Lord Jesus.
我们所要效法的，就像保罗所说的一样，是要效法基督。And
the one that we, the one who we imitate, is our Lord Jesus.
神当时离开了以色列。
During that time, God left Israel.
他离开了以色列国。
He left the nation of Israel.
因为这个国不尊重他。
Because the nation of Israel does not respect God.
但是神没有放弃他的子民。
But God didn't forsake the people of Israel.
他离开了这个国，可是他没有离弃他的子民。
He left the nation of Israel, but he did not forsake the people of Israel.
今天神的子民就是神的教会。
And today, God's people is the church.
今天神同在的就是与他的教会同在。
And today, God is with the church.
教会就是主的身体，就是一切蒙恩得救属神的儿女。
And the church, the church is the body of believers where God's children is.
我们看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter
3. 第二十二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。 但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得到荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。Now
to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
耶和华以利亚的神在哪里？
Where is the God of Elijah?
有一首英文的诗歌。
There's an English hymn.
是这样唱的。
And it goes,
Where is the Lord God of Elijah?
Where,
right here.
Where is the Lord of God Elijah? Right here.
Okay, 那样唱不对。 Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Right here. Yehuwa, Elijah的神在哪里? 在这里。不是在这里？在这里？在这里。
Right here.
为什么他在这里？
Why is he here?
因为耶和华神是在属于他、遵守他、信奉他、敬拜他的人当中。Because
the Lord is with those that belong to Him, that follows Him and obeys Him.
如果我们是信靠耶和华神的人，如果我们是属神的子民，
If we follow God Yahweh and we belong to Him and are His people,
如果我们学习主耶稣基督的榜样，
If we imitate Christ,
如果我们学习使徒保罗学习主耶稣基督的榜样，
or if we follow how Paul followed Jesus,
如果我们学习以利亚的榜样，
or we followed Elijah,
如果我们学习以利沙学习以利亚的榜样，
or we learn how Elisha followed after Elijah,
弟兄姐妹，
then dear brothers and sisters,
那我们同样可以把衣服卷起来打约旦河。
Then we can similarly also roll up our clothes and strike the River Jordan.
因为以利亚耶和华的神在哪里？
Because where is the God of Elijah?
他在这里。
He's here.
在属神的儿女的当中。
He is in the midst of the people that belong to him.
我们就能够看见神的作为。
And we can see the will and the work of God.
我们就可以经历神要我们经历的。
And we can experience what God wants us to experience.
我们就能够看见神的旨意。
And we can see the will of God.
我们就能够将荣耀归于神。
And we can give all the glory up to God.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Now, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，我们看见以利亚的生平。
And we see the life of Elijah.
主，我们心里面就这么的向往，能够被你如此的重用。
And we hope that we can also be used by you.
主，在我们的生命当中，
Lord, within our lives,
我们对你的旨意实在是了解的少之又少。
We have to admit that we don't understand, we don't know your will.
所以我们还是在这个世界当中，我们还是忙碌的，但是还是迷茫的。
That's why we're so busy, with things that are not important.
可是你让我们了解的就是你是我们的神。
But you allow us to realize that you are our God.
主，你是耶和华，你是以利亚的神。
You are God Yahweh, God of Elijah.
你是那位应许必定成就的神。
You are a God that fulfills His promise.
你是那位有大能的神。
You are a God that is all powerful.
你是那有安慰的神。
You are a God that comforts.
主，你是那恨恶罪恶，但是你是满有怜悯慈爱的神。
You are a God that hates sin, but also a God that is full of mercy and grace.
主，今天我们在你的面前，我们向你祈求。
And today before you, we pray to you.
让我们更认识你。
That we can know you more.
主，当我说，当我们说耶和华以利亚的神在哪的时候，
So when we say, where is the Lord of Elijah?
不是因为我们不知道，
It's not because we don't know.
而是因为我们知道主你要在我们当中彰显你的作为。
But it is because we know that you want to fulfill and reveal your will in our midst.
因为我们知道你在这。
Because we know that you are here.
愿你的名得荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.